Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And at the Huron County Board of Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, September 23rd, Patty Ehr provided an update on the local 4-H program for the current year. She reported that the Huron County 4-H membership stands at 756 youth, a number notably higher than neighboring counties. The program is supported by 161 volunteers. Ehr also highlighted the success of the Huron County Community Fair, the program's largest event, which attracted 560 youth participants this year. This robust participation reflects strong community engagement in 4-H activities. And an armed man was arrested at Arizona State Farm Stadium ahead of the highly secured memorial service for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The Arizona Department of Public Safety identified the individual as 42-year-old Joshua Runkles and charged him with impersonating a law enforcement officer, a felony, and carrying a weapon into a prohibited place, a misdemeanor. Runkles was detained after being reported for suspicious behavior and claiming to be an armed law enforcement official, which was not authorized for the event. He has since been released on bond, and the investigation continues. And on Tuesday, September 23rd, the Huron County Board of Commissioners also met to consider a second extension of the county's snow removal contract. Due to the significant price increase in the contract, the board approved a one-year extension but decided to seek competitive bids for future snow removal services. Commissioner John Hunt raised the possibility of purchasing salt from the Huron County Road Commission to help reduce costs. Since it is not currently known if that is an option, the board will investigate further to determine if that is a possibility. And Canine Hero Guardians, a nonprofit dedicated to supporting police dogs, is appealing for donations to help cover medical costs for Bilo, a 3-year-old canine serving with the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office. Bilo recently underwent 2 surgeries and spent several days hospitalized, although a definitive diagnosis remains pending. The organization emphasized that all contributions will be used solely for Bilo's medical bills and encourages donors using Venmo or Cash App to include the note Canine Bilo. Contributions are currently being accepted through Facebook, Venmo, and Cash App to support Bilo's ongoing care. And authorities in Bay City seized approximately $750,000 in illegal drugs following a narcotics operation. On September 18th, the Bay Area Narcotics Enforcement Team, or BayNet, acting on a tip about drug trafficking, surveilled a residence on the 16th Street. A traffic stop connected to the location led to a search warrant being executed the same night. Inside the home, investigators found over 16 kilograms of methamphetamine pills, nearly 3 kilograms of MDMA, and around 2 kilograms of psilocybin mushrooms. A 27-year-old Bay City man was arrested and detained at Bay County Jail. Law enforcement urges anyone with information on narcotics in the area to contact BayNet at 989-790-6581.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto. They're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has 6 modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on. From Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-Hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy. And our final story, the U.S. Postal Service has launched its 113th annual Operation Santa program. inviting children and families nationwide to send holiday wish letters to Santa Claus. This year, the program introduces a new option, allowing participants to adopt an entire family letters, enabling the fulfillment of holiday wishes for multiple household members at once. Letters can be mailed traditionally or submitted online with a postmark deadline of December 6th. Adopters will be able to browse and select letters starting November 17th via an expanded online catalog that streamlines gift shopping and shipping. Key program dates include the start of letter acceptance on September 15th, adopter registration opening November 3rd and December 13th as the recommended last day to ship gifts for timely delivery. USPS emphasizes clear letter writing guidelines, including full names, return addresses, and detailed gift requests. Operation Santa continues its century-long tradition of bringing communities together to spread holiday cheer through generous gift giving. For full details and participation guidelines, visit USPSOperationSanta.com. Or if you go to thumbnet.net, you can see this particular news story along with the others, and there is a link there within that story. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today.